I think most of our listeners have realized it's getting to be spring outside. And in addition to outdoor activities like gardening, many people think about more active pursuits like biking. And with me in the studio this afternoon are Jen Steele, who is president of Bike Lafayette, and Laura Phillip, who is with the Metropolitan Planning Organization, part of LCG, here to talk about bicycling and what's happening in our community as far as bicycling and promoting bicycling for so many varying reasons. And I know you all are very excited because the second annual Bike Month has been proclaimed or will be proclaimed in Lafayette. And as you mentioned earlier, it's a little amusing. Actually, nationally, it's in May, but because of our particular latitude, we're having it in April. So welcome here. And I think we might start off talking with Jen, your president of Bike Lafayette. We've had various members come on over the past couple years talking about some of your activities. But recap for us what your mission is. What is the mission of Bike Lafayette?
Right, thanks. Bike Lafayette is a local nonprofit, and we are all about advocating for improvements in bicycling conditions here. And we do that in a few different ways. We host different activities to build community among bicyclists, whether it's bike rides or participating with the city in an event like Festa Velo, which Laura will talk about in just a minute. We also educate about bicycle safety. We work with local law enforcement. We also work with individual cyclists, with motorists, trying to improve safety on the roads for cyclists and for motorists. We also work with local government entities like LCG, like the Metropolitan Planning Organization, around infrastructure development as it relates to bicycles.
And I know people have, even if they're not cyclists, they've been aware of various changes, you know, new bike lanes and, of course, the wonderful sidewalk that was built in front of Blackham Coliseum and the extended trails. So I think it's in people's consciousness that something is happening with cycling, and it's due in large part to the efforts of Bike Lafayette and the Metropolitan Planning Organization and just people who really want to improve the quality of life here in our community. So maybe more specifically, it's going to be proclaimed, I guess, tonight that it's Bike Month. Tell us about that, and then we'll talk more specifically about some of the activities that you all have planned for the month of April.
Thank you. Tonight, Joey Durrell, right before the council meeting, will proclaim Bike Month in Lafayette, and he's got a proclamation that has worked up all the reasons why it's important to do this. And if you listen closely, it'll outline why bicycling is important in Lafayette.
So when the different communities make these proclamations, they tailor them for their own particular community. When they announce that it's Bike Month, there's not just one national template.
There is a template mm-hmm. that can be used through the
League of American Bicyclists.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jen. Right. However, many places do tailor it. For instance, in ours, we mentioned that in the comprehensive planning vision that was recently put out, that many people said they'd like to see more bicycle-friendly conditions and a more bicycle-friendly environment in Lafayette. So that's in the proclamation.
Mm-hmm. And your organization it's kind of an interesting partnership between organizations like Bike Lafayette in a community and yours, because you're dealing with issues of transportation, I guess, and planning in a metropolitan area. But you really can't go out and do the legwork like Bike Lafayette does. Maybe tell us just a bit about that relationship and why that's such a profitable one for our community.
Sure. With Metropolitan Planning Organization, which is housed in the in Lafayette Consolidated Government's Traffic and Transportation Department, we do the planning and we do outreach to we participate in outreach to the public. However, as far as grassroots initiatives, which often really make the difference in a political fashion, it's groups like Bike Lafayette that can really make that legwork happen and get real traction with the issues.
Mm-hmm. They have the passion and enthusiasm,
yes,
and really
yes.
get that message out there. And they're passionate about bicycling.
Right. We can kind of put together the plan, the vision mm-hmm. for the future, but they make it happen.
Right. Otherwise, it would just be a plan on a piece of paper.
Exactly. It would just sit on a shelf.
Right. Exactly. But I guess you do all work within community routes, bike paths, or to get some things happening in a community that the smaller nonprofit really can't do. And so I think there's something happening tonight that you're hopeful will help with those paths to making us more aware in the community. So what's going to happen after Joy Durrell proclaims it Bike Month here?
Then there will be the city council meeting. Mm-hmm. Then after the city council meeting adjourns, the Metropolitan Planning Organization meeting will begin. Mm-hmm. And they're looking at a resolution to, and I don't have the exact verbiage of the resolution in front of me, but basically it's to adopt a goal of spending up to 10% of our federal urban systems funds on bicycle and pedestrian infrastructure. Now, it's not a guarantee because those funds still require a local match. And that can come from either a government agency or nonprofits, the match. But it sets the stage. It prepares us as a community to consider bicycles and pedestrians whenever federal transportation funds are expended.
And that seemed to be a part of that comprehensive plan, which has been spread out over the year. There were lots of chatettes, meetings where people from the community met, and they seemed to indicate that that was something that was of great importance to our community.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When the comprehensive plan vision was pinned, it was noted that many people came out and said mm-hmm. they would like to see a better cycling environment mm-hmm. and a better pedestrian environment as well.
Right. So how long has Bike Lafayette been an organization, Jen?
We've been formally incorporated since last spring, but we've been in existence for the past few years at least. There were a small group of dedicated individuals who conceived of Bike Lafayette in terms of its mission and who really still are with the group making it happen today. But again, we got legal, so to speak, mm-hmm. last year. But with regard to what Laura was saying, it's been really important to us to, as you said, it's possible that community involvement could be so limited as to, one-time involvement for a specific plan that maybe doesn't become realized. And historically, at least in the recent past, there was a bicycle subcommittee of the Metropolitan Planning Organization Board. It was a time-limited committee whose scope was limited to review and development of a bikeway plan. Is that what it's called? Right. It was the 20.
There have been several versions.
Right.
I think the most recent may be the 2035 or the 2040. I am not the bikeway planner,
that's
per se.
But what happened is, that was the involvement in the past, but thanks to the ongoing interest of Bike Lafayette and other advocates in the area, we've been able to, through a recent action of the board, to become a standing committee. Mm-hmm. And that's really important to us. And so now we have a routine voice. It's not just Bike Lafayette, it's also Trail, and there's also space for one other cycling advocate from the mm-hmm. community. So that makes a big difference. And it was this bicycle subcommittee that put forward the initial motion for this resolution tonight, this goal. So it's just one of the many ways in which, having a continuous presence makes a difference. And mm-hmm. it's part of why Bike Lafayette has been, like you guys have said, part of what we're about is making public participation in these kinds of decisions, facilitating that. Mm-hmm. And so, while most people don't spend their days following the activities of the MPO board and its staff, that's one of the roles that Bike Lafayette fulfills is we stay on top of what's going on. We maintain a website where we keep people up to date. We post every time there's an MPO bicycle subcommittee meeting. We let people know in advance when it's happening. We give them the links to the agenda. Afterwards, the staff has been kind enough to find a way to post the audio on their website. And so in between meetings, the audio is available. So for those who don't have the time to go and sit in a public meeting in the middle of the day because they're working. At their leisure, they can in the evenings listen to the equivalent of a podcast of those meetings, and they can provide feedback to us who can represent it for those who can't be there. Mm-hmm. So, again, tonight we were encouraging folks to come out to the city council meeting and to the MPO board meeting, not so much to encourage a vote one way or the other, but just to make it known that there are lots of cyclists out there who really care about infrastructure development and who, you know, just to make it known to the membership of those boards and that the city council that, you know, that there are people who care and they want to be considered.
Well, and it's interesting. There just seems, I don't mean to make the pun, there seems to be a critical mass, not just that event that takes place here in Lafayette sometimes. But I think bicycling for a long time was either something little children did or racers did, at least when I was growing up in Lafayette. It's like you got a bike as a child, and then you knew there were some people who had racing bikes and went off into the countryside. But there seems to be a growing consciousness about the use of bicycles in varying populations and not just those two special populations. So it's very interesting. And like here on the UL campus, we're very conscious of that. There aren't enough bike racks barely to help all of the students who want to take their bicycles to classes. And I know that the UL Architecture and Design Program has been very involved in helping with those trails. And so there's something in the atmosphere, something in our community that really seems to be gathering and on so many different levels. And as you mentioned, Bike Lafayette is playing a very special role in that also. So April is going to be proclaimed Bike Month. What special activities will Bike Lafayette be participating in? And I think there's one that I think your organization maybe is helping out with, and that's the first Festivelo de Lafayette that's going to be taking place. So what's going to be going on with that activity? That's on the 7th of April.
Yes, it's on April 7th at Parc Sans Souci in downtown. It's the kickoff party for Lafayette's Bike Month. It's also the after party for Cycle Zydeco, if anyone's familiar with the three-day touring ride that goes through our area. They'll all finish up at Parc Sans Souci. We're going to have different activities and organized that'll be fun and informative for all kinds of riders, touring riders, people who ride just for transportation, people who ride for recreation, young, old, new riders, experienced riders. We'll have cycling classes, group rides, a bike show, customized and restored bikes, a bike shop roundup. There'll be a BMX exhibition and some fixie competitions. We'll also have food, live music. So it'll be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a really full day.
Yes.
Now, Cycle Zydeco, I think some people are aware of that organization. And they kind of took a hiatus for a little while, didn't they?
They did.
Mm-hmm. So how many years have they been back?
This is their first year back.
They took,
I think, a one-year hiatus. Mm-hmm. Trail has taken the ride back on. Scott Schilling couldn't be here today to talk about it, but I know it's a big effort on his part, on the part of Trail, and they're looking forward to it. I think they've got between 200 and 300 folks coming in, many from out of state, to see what Acadiana is all about. They'll mm-hmm. be riding up to Arnoville, Eunice, Mamou, south, north, east, and west of Lafayette, and I know they've got a lot planned for them, lots of local food and music every night, and it should be a really great time.
So people coming down, especially from northern climes where they haven't proclaimed Bike Month yet.
Right.
I understand that people in northern climes, as you say, look forward to this event because it's the first big sort of group touring ride on the national calendar, mm-hmm. and it can happen early because we're so far south.
Right, right, exactly. So Cycle Zydeco will be involved in that, but it just sounds like there are ways for all kinds of people to participate on the 7th, which is Festivelo de Lafayette, again, the first one. All ages, I guess some people feel like that idea that you learn to ride as a child, but it's just not something everyone is as comfortable with, you know, hopping on their bicycle and going someplace. How do you get people over their fears about that, Jen?
Well, I mean, I think part of it is just getting people out there and mm-hmm. making it clear that it is something you can do. If mm-hmm. It's just like riding a bike. You just do it again. And so, I mean, beyond the Festivelo activities, which, like Laura said, part of the marketing is we'll have something for everyone from 6 to 60. And a friend of mine who's over 60 wanted me to clarify that It goes all the way up.
Yeah, I think it says 6 to 96.
Oh,
we changed
change
that because someone was complaining they were too old to go.
Okay. But we have, you know, on that day we'll have an instruction for children followed by a family ride. There's a biking for boomers class followed by another ride. Like she said, the fixie riders, which are typically your guys in their 20s, guys mm-hmm. and gals in their 20s, are another group that I participate in, a social cycling club called Petit Paris Cycling. We'll be doing a more of a traditional roadie ride that morning, what we call a B group, an intermediate ride group. Cajun cyclists will also do a ride that morning. You mentioned Critical Mass. There's another group called Sunday Mass, and they'll be doing an in-town ride. We also have other events preceding and following Festivalo, since it is Bike Month. Some of those are a bicycle commuter basics course that I'll teach through Bike Lafayette, essentially letting people know what it takes just to get around on your bike instead of in your car. And part of what I cover is that it's really not that big of a deal. And mm-hmm. part of what bicycling advocates from elsewhere in the country talk about a lot is that it's, you know, most of our trips are less than 2 miles. Very little of our driving is beyond that. And 2 miles is really not very far to go. I mean, I live here near UL. If I want to go to Albertsons, it's less than 2 miles. All I've got to do is get on my bike, put on a backpack, or if you have panniers, you have some bags on your bike, a bike lock. That's it. There's a rack outside the store. Mm-hmm. You can pretty easily in Lafayette, at least in this part of the city and in many other parts of the city, you can find ways to get around. If you're intimidated by the bike path on Johnson Street, that's okay. There are lots of ways to go through back roads. If anybody wants to know back road routes, info@bikelafayette.org. We can mm-hmm. help you figure it out. But it's really much more accessible than people think. And the first piece is just saying that out loud and having people think about it. The second piece is providing that assistance for anybody who wants to check it out. And whether it's in the recreational rides we do on the weekend, providing a space for new riders. One of our members is Judge Claus, who's great with new riders. He's just started what he calls a couch potato cruise on Saturday morning that is dedicated to people
very creative with these names.
Who are intimidated by the thought of going longer. Those, you know, a lot of those Cajun cyclists and the other established groups, it's nothing to go 30, 40, 50 miles on a Saturday morning. But for a new rider, I remember the first time I considered getting in, I went over to Pack and Paddle for the beginning ride, and I said, well, how far do you go? And they said, 18 miles. And I said, well, how long is it going to take? They said, 2 hours. And I put my bike back in my car, and I went home. But, you know,
it's
now
intimidating.
But now I'm one of those people who rides 50 miles without mm-hmm. thinking about it. So not that everybody has to go that route, but it's really not as big of a deal as you might think. It just, as much as anything, takes warming up, you know, opening up the mind to the idea and then trying it.
Mm-hmm. And really demystifying it, which it sounds like you do that in your classes and letting people know just how easy it is. And because I think it just seems very opaque when we think about it if we're not a rider.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's going to be two more classes during Bicycle Month during April. And these will be led by a League of American Bicyclists certified instructor. And they're just one-hour classes, and they're for people who are very new or returning to cycling. And they just want to know, what are the basic road rules? What are the basic accidents that are most likely to happen, and how can I avoid them? So just like I said, the very basics. You don't even have to bring your bike to this class. All you have to do is show up, and we'll go over some of the information to get new and returning riders comfortable with the idea of being on our roads. And a lot of times it's very nice just to have the option. You don't have to cycle everywhere. But, for instance, she said most of our trips are under 2 miles, and that's true. I work downtown, and I knew parking here would be a problem. So I took my bike to work this morning, and then I biked over, and you very kindly had a rack.
You're so nicely dressed.
Yes, for those of you who can't see her, she's wearing a skirt and hose and
a lovely white blouse. And
and you can bike like this, mm-hmm, you know, especially mm-hmm. on a day as beautiful as today.
Right.
You know, yeah. It was lovely to actually see the sun and feel it on my skin and the wind. And it was just a lovely ride over here. It relaxed me. Mm-hmm. And you were so kind as to have a bike rack right outside the door. And so I parked right next to the door. I didn't have to park somewhere else and trek over.
Right. You don't need a hang tag to park your bicycle.
Exactly.
If you are just tuning in, my guests are Jen Steele, who's president of Bike Lafayette, and Laura Phillip, who is with the Metropolitan Planning Organization, which is part of LCG, here talking about Bike Month, which is April here in Louisiana, or Lafayette. It starts a little bit later elsewhere, so we get to kick off the festivities earlier than other parts of the country. They will kick it off with Festivelo. Of course, we have to have a festival for everything, and that will be on April 7th. Lots of activities. You've been talking about many activities, and I'm sure people weren't able to jot everything down. Is Bike Lafayette the best website to go to about Festivelo and all these other activities?
Yes, it's definitely a place you can come for centralized information. Our website is bikelafayette.org. You can also, again, as I mentioned earlier, you can also email us at info@bikelafayette.org, and we can provide all the information that we've shared today. I did want to mention one other event that's happening a little later in the month, which is Bike to Work Day. We mentioned this is the second time that we've had Bike Month declared. On a whim last year, I'm from Baton Rouge and still work over there on a part-time basis, and so I'm knowledgeable about what's going on with Bike Baton Rouge and the Baton Rouge Advocates for Cycling, and I just happened to be on the Baton Rouge Bike Club Yahoo group and saw the minutes from their equivalent of the MPO Bicycle Subcommittee, and they were planning Bike to Work Day, and so I decided, well, we need to have Bike Month and Bike to Work Day, and I mentioned it to some friends, and the next thing you knew, I was drafting the proclamation for last year. So we did do it last year with the standard template proclamation, and this year, after looking at some of the other areas, we did do it differently. But last year was great because the mayor agreed to meet with us on Bike to Work Day at the Broken Egg and River Ranch, and we were able to have breakfast with him and other city leaders. And from there, we biked through the West Bayou area, up through campus into downtown for those who are working here. Again, Bike to Work Day this year will be on the 12th. And, I work for a state agency out of Baton Rouge and generally work from home, so it's difficult for me to bike to work. But I do bike my children to their work, and we bike to their school on a regular basis. And like Laura said, it really helps to change your perspective on really life. I mean, to start your day out that way.
You see the landscape in a completely different way, don't you? And,
Great.
You know, talking about biking to work, just describing what Laura's wearing, you can bike in pumps and nice clothes. And
With
the right bike, exactly.
Yeah, I do have a step through. Okay. I have a step-through frame. I don't have a regular boy's frame.
Right. Kicking your leg over in that pump would be a little harder. And, of course, we are challenged in the middle of the summertime with biking. But then I suppose other states are challenged in the middle of the wintertime as well. So we all have our different seasonal, limitations with biking. And so bikelafayette.org, you can find out information about the specialized activities, classes that you've been talking about, and Festivelo. Is it available anywhere else, Festivelo?
There is if you go on Facebook and search Festivelo, there is a Facebook event page. Also, if you go to Trails website, they do have a page with the basic information for Festivelo. So there's a couple of places you can go to get some information.
And I believe that there's also Facebook events for each of the pieces of Festivelo, whereas there's a specific class or an event. I believe there are a series of events that have been created for each part.
Mm-hmm. And so, you mentioned several creative rides, like I guess there's Critical Mass, but then the Sunday Mass you mentioned, and the Couch Potato
Cruise.
And actually, the Biking for Boomers, if you go to the Facebook event page, you'll see the link, and you can pre-register. That is co-sponsored by the AARP. It's for boomers, taught by boomers. So
Something for everyone, as you said. You're yes. determined to get everyone out on those bicycles from 6 and I'm sure even to 96 as well. We are talking about Bike Month, which is in April here in Lafayette. It will be proclaimed tonight. Joy Durrell will proclaim that. And there's lots of other information about biking in Lafayette that will take place tonight. And all are welcome to go and hear and find out more about the opportunities for biking in our community. What time is the proclamation?
5:30.
5:30.
At okay. City Hall at the corner of University and is that St. Landry? Yes.
Mm-hmm. I guess you could even bike over there if you
yes.
have your bike at
there
work.
Is a bike rack in front of City
I'm
Hall.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be lots of competition for that bike rack tonight.
Okay. Again, my guest, Jen Steele, who is president of Bike Lafayette, Laura Phillip, who is with the MPO, the Metropolitan Planning Organization with LCG, very supportive of biking and trying to encourage all of us to be a little healthier and find out what's going on in our community as far as biking. Festivalo is April 7th in Parc Sanssouci in downtown Lafayette, starts at 10:30 in the morning and should be great weather. Mid-April.
And if it does happen to rain, we will move next door into the parking garage. So
right.
there's a rain location, not a rain date.
Okay, perfect. Again, bikelafayette.org is a great place to find out more information. And, of course, there are Facebook pages for the various activities that are going on. Anything else we should know about what Bike Lafayette is doing? Maybe looking a little ahead into the year, summertime? Do y'all have any special events?
We have events all year round. In the summer, we typically do a watermelon ride. In the fall, we have our swap meet and social. There will be a swap meet and social component to the Festivalo as well this year. We do lots of different things routinely. We unfortunately, people all too often get injured riding their bikes. We have on numerous occasions organized blood drives for cyclists who have been injured. We have done raffles for individuals. There was a person who is disabled, and we did a raffle to get him a bike to help him stay in shape and maintain his mobility, a recumbent bicycle that was hand operated. So we do things like that.
So seasonally, you always have something going on.
And there's a gumbo ride.
There's the gumbo ride in the fall, which, again, is we had it in January and did it in conjunction with, or at least in reference to, the comprehensive planning process and the folks with the city who are in charge of the comprehensive planning process, as well as the MPO reps, came and spoke to our group. So we do stuff all year round. I think the best way to stay in touch is to check out our website. There you can sign up for email alerts, and so every time we post, we can let you know what's going on.
Or the Facebook, of course, and then
of course.
You can keep up daily
of
with
course.
That. So many ways to find out more.
Right. Go ahead.
Anything else that you wanted to?
Nope.
Okay. Well, a full schedule of events for anyone interested in biking and, as Jen was saying, classes and encouragement for those who have yet to make that effort to go biking. Lots to be learned. Festivalo is April 7th. That is 10:30 to 6 in Parc Sanssouci, downtown Lafayette. And the proclamation will be given tonight about Bike Month in Lafayette, a whole month earlier than the rest of the country. Well, thank you both for coming by and letting us know what's happening. Jen Steele, president of Bike Lafayette, and Laura Phillip. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.